Patricia O'Brien gets the ball back, and she shoots and is fouled. I believe that's Haley Jensen, her second foul. Minute 20 left to play here in the first quarter. Score is 12-2. Patricia's first free throw is up, no good. Madison Cox is going to check back into the ballgame for Haley Jensen. Haley picked up two quick fouls here in the first quarter, so giving her a break. Patricia gets the ball for a second free throw. That is up and rattles out. And it looks like they're going to call it off of Skagway Panthers' possession will remain with the Angoon Eagles. So they set up in their box out of bounds play. Ball's inbounded to number 20. That would be Kylie Kukesh, sophomore. Kukesh back to O'Brien. Patricia O'Brien shoots the jumper from the free throw line and nails it. Score is 14-2. A minute left here in the first. Skagway Panthers dribble up. It looks at Cox to Larman. Larman to Cox. Cox to Delaney Rao. Rao to Kiara Selmer. Long shot, up no good. Oop, and rebound was picked up by Hilda Mendenhall, who was looking for a point guard. Ball was stolen by Delaney Rao, and Delaney is fouled. So that's Angoon's first team foul of the ball game. 50 seconds left to play here in the first. Score is 14-2. Delaney Rao inbounds to Madison Cox. Cox looking inside. Great post pass to Eliza Myers. Ooh, good shot. A little looks like an Angoon player got a piece of it, so... No good there. Rebound Angoon. Kylie Kukesh bringing the ball up the floor. She passes over to, that would be Taylan Jack, who shoots up no good. Rebound Skagway. Madison Cox pushing, run the break. She's got a 3-on-3 break. Picks up the ball. Passes over to Kiara Selmer. Selmer back to Cox. Good looking shot. Madison Cox, ooh, just out. Just rimmed out. Rebound Eliza Myers, and she puts it back up and in. 15 seconds to play. Score is 14-4. And it looks like Angoon's going to call a timeout. 12 seconds left on the clock. 14-4. Skagway's got 5 team fouls. Angoon has 1. Both teams playing really hard here. The Angoon coach is giving some words of encouragement to her players. It looks like... I don't know if Skagway is making some substitutions or not. I can't quite tell. All right, both teams coming back from the timeout. In for the Panthers, we have Madison Cox, Mocha Larman, Carol Whitehead, Eliza Myers, and Kiara Selmer. Skagway sets up, and they're in a they're double teaming Patricia Bryan, and then running a diamond for a 1-2 zone. So it looks like Skagway's called for a foul. Patricia Bryan tries to bring the ball up the floor. That is, foul is on Mocha Larman, her first personal of the ball game. 5 seconds left on the clock here in the first quarter. Inbound, ball comes inbound, and it looks like Kylie Kukesh shoots up no good, rebound Angoon, and time expires. So to end the first quarter, score is 14-4. With the Angoon Lady Eagles leading the way. 16 fouls on Skagway, 1 on Angoon.